What you haven't given me is the outline of your story, right? Uh-huh. If I were calling an Uber right now and it said it's going to be here in 2 minutes, and that was all the time you had, what are you doing?
So I'm making a network of digital podcasts that we will monetize, sorry. I'm imagining the people out there listening right now who actually know who Chris Sacca is. I didn't realize his reputation when I first arranged to meet him. I thought he was just a rich guy in Silicon Valley. But after enough conversations with people who were like, "You're meeting with Chris Sacca?" I realized that in this world, he is this huge kingpin. Not a murderous criminal underworld kingpin, a universally admired, really friendly billionaire kingpin that pretty much everybody with a startup idea wants as an investor. In other words, this walk we're taking along Pico Boulevard, thousands of people would kill for this opportunity, and I'm blowing it. Chris eventually drops the pretense that this is an actual investor meeting and just starts coaching me on my pitch, feeding me questions, and then correcting my answers.
And so what's it going to take to do it?
So it'll take $1.5 million, I think.
Take out the "I think."
Yeah. It'll take $1.5 million. I'm looking for $1.5 million to $2 million in seed stage funding.
No. Yeah. You're looking for a very specific amount of money.
I'm looking for... Finally, after about an hour of this, I look over and see Chris holding up his hand.
Give me a second and I'm going to give you your pitch back.
All right.
But let me write down a couple things quick.
Okay, great. And then right there on the corner of Pico and Bundy, he steps into the role of me, starts giving the pitch I should be giving.
"Hey, look, can I get 2 minutes from you? So here's the thing. You probably know me. Producer of This American Life, a successful radio show, top of the podcast, and iTunes, etc. So here's the thing. I realize there's a hunger for this kind of content out there. There's none of this shit. It's just a bunch of jerk-off podcasts. Nothing's out there. Advertisers are dying for it. Users are dying for it. And if you look at the macro environment, we're seeing more and more podcast integrations into cars. People want this content. It's a whole new button in the latest version of iOS. So here's the thing. Nobody else can make this shit. I know how to make it better than anybody else in the world. And so I've already identified a few key areas where I know there's hunger for the podcast. You got the subject matter. We're going to launch this shit. I know there's advertisers who want to get involved with it. But here's the unfair advantage I have. Because of what I've done in my past careers with This American Life, with Planet Money, people are actually willing to just straight up pay for this stuff. And I'm not just talking about traditional subscriptions. I'm talking, we did this t-shirt experiment at Planet Money where we got $600,000 to come in, where people actually gave us money to buy a t-shirt with our logo on it as part of the content. It was integrated directly, and I know we can replicate that across these other platforms. So here's what we're doing. We're putting together $1.5 million. That's going to buy us 3-4 guys who are going to launch these 3 podcasts in the next 12 months. We think very easily we could get to 300,000-400,000 net subscribers across the whole thing. With CPMs where they are in this market right now, I know on advertising alone we could get to break even, but as we do more of this integration, we get people buying some of this product, doing some of these integrated episodes, I know that we're going to have on our hands here something that will ultimately scale to be a network of 12, 15 podcasts. The audience is there. They want it. Nobody else can do it like we can. Are you in?"